Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley. Well, you know, I've been fighting the battle against the clot shot for a while. For those of you who just are going to be turned off by that phrase, well, just go, you know, listen to my many, many different episodes and what I point out, specifically the idea that in October or November of 2020, before it was even massively put out, there was an eight-hour meeting that was a Zoom meeting across the nation. It was on YouTube for a while. I don't know if you can still find it. And in that meeting, the various very bad side effects showed up on slides, but the slides barely got shown, and the people presenting the slides did not say anything verbally. But I caught them, and other people caught them, and they were talked about death and stroke and swelling of the membrane around the heart and swelling of the heart itself and all kinds of autoimmune problems. And so when I say it's a clot shot, it's because it's a clot shot. All right. I've talked about the mechanisms before, but then because we've talked about the mechanisms before, we also know that there's been just absolutely massive amounts of really, really aggressive cancers. Why? What is cancer? It's your body building cells out of control. And then because they're being built out of control, I'm going to get to the news report, but just this is background, the update I want to tell you. Because they're being built out of control, at some point, they interrupt the tissue's main function. Either physically they dislodge or because they're a part of another tissue, now that tissue overall is not working well. You know, something like that. If you've got cancerous cells within a tissue with a certain function, that function may no longer work as well. Say a heart muscle where because there's cancerous cells inside it, now it can't contract as a whole in the way that a heart muscle should be able to contract. That's a problem. And so on and so forth. Well, geesh, what does COVID, clot shot do? It tells the body to create protein structures out of control. That's what it tells it. So by the same token, when we have the white fibrous protein structures that form clots inside, really form just obstructions, form large artery pasta obstructions inside the arteries, maybe the veins too. I just don't remember if it's both. And it could be veins and not arteries. But when you have that, what could you actually call that? You could call it cancer. It's just that most people are probably not going to because they don't want to say, yeah, this cancer consists of a bunch of material just growing and blocking the arteries and or the veins. So they're going to call that something like, clots and problems inside the, arteriosclerosis and stuff like that. But if you have other protein structures growing out of control based on the mRNA Trojan horse messaging that is the clot shot, then what would you otherwise call that? Let's say it's not in the arteries. Another term for that would be a cancer. So it doesn't fall out of the logic string by any means, hypothetically, that we would have massive amounts of cancers based on a Trojan horse mRNA shot that invades a cell, the cells, and then tells the cells to just start creating protein, just start creating protein structures, just start creating it. Remember, they're your cells going out of control. That's a definition of cancer. So with that background, maybe if you've never listened to this the first time, you're less likely to go, he said clot shot, he didn't know what he's talking about. I'm gonna shut him off. Okay, now the news article, which I don't know how many more times in a row I can be right, honestly. And I don't mean that as like I did the research. It's just understanding the mechanisms and then paying attention to early reports. Okay, but this is going to be about cancer. For instance, when phlebotomists and coroners are saying, hey, phlebotomy may be the wrong term. I'm going to say coroners. When they're saying, we're putting in the embalming fluid, and I noticed I couldn't put in embalming fluid. This is the typical artery where I put in embalming fluid. And it wouldn't take. And then they look closer. It's because these fibrous structures have, clogged the arteries. They've filled them up. In the bodies are embalming. Usually something that is the way you get the embalming fluid through the body is the arterial system, and then it doesn't work. So, all you got to do is pay attention to early reports by people who are whistleblowers, but who are experts. And so when you talk about aggressive cancers, they've been all over the place. But now we have a study that says as much, and more importantly, we have a study because it says as much. When I tell you big pharma and people like Fauci and that level of expert, quote, of, quote, big pharma leaders are really evil people, this is why. Because, of course, a study that looks at a bunch of different studies to draw a conclusion gets published, because if they're it's going to be honest science, then that information is there. And then, of course, if it is, then Big Pharma is going to attack it and try to censor it. So this is off of InfoWars, and it was at a research study that was put in the journal OncoTarget on 3 January, written by cancer researchers from Tufts and Brown's University, showed a correlation, a connection with the clot shots and cancers, increased cancers, aggressive cancers. And then the site got cyber attacked. A new meta study linking COVID vaccination to cancer has gone offline after a targeted cyber attack against the medical journal hosting it. Okay, so again, researchers from Tufts and Brown universities, not Southeast Illinois State Central Junior College, okay? Tufts and Brown universities. They analyzed 69 previously published articles and case reports from around the world and managed to identify 333 instances in which cases of cancer developed or were made worse within weeks of COVID vaccination. Developed within weeks of COVID vaccination. One of the studies featured a massive amount of people in that it was a data set of over 1.3 million U.S. military service members. It showed a clear link between vaccination and a rise in some kinds of blood cancer. And so, in the article, here's the quote. These findings underscore the need for rigorous epidemiological, longitudinal, clinical, histopathological, forensic, and mechanistic studies to assess whether and under what conditions COVID-19 vaccination or infection may be linked with cancer. Mechanistic studies, they can do it all the while. You see, they act like there's not a connection to why these side effects could occur. I told you the connection. Cancer is human tissues growing out of control. And that's exactly the mechanism for the COVID-19 clot shot. To tell your body to grow cells out of control. To do fibrous structures out of control. That's the mechanism. Now, of course, they mean more specifically, you know, when is it worse? When is it better? What are the other contributing factors? But it's to the main mechanism. That's all you need to know. But within days of the publication, the journal's website was taken down, displaying a bad gateway error. And one of the paper's authors, Dr. Wafik El Del Rey, or Deiry, Wafik El-Deiry, said, censorship is alive and well in the U.S. and has come into medicine in a big, awful way. On an X post. So this isn't Tyson's conspiracy corner. This is things that happen by the authors of a published study from people at Brown's and Tufts University. And then the Daily Mail reported that the researchers alleged that the cyber attack targeted OncoTarget's servers to disrupt the journal's operations and prevent new papers from being properly added to the site index. So just know there are bad players, okay? And when I tell you these bad players will do bad enough well on their own, they can do bad all by themselves, all right? This is why you got to take on a libertarian mindset and go, the cover that federal funding provides, I mean, it is tacit approval. Because then you're going, oh, well, I mean, we were, you know, coordinating with you guys the whole time. And that may not be true. They may have been hiding some information, but psychologically, it's different for regulators to try to, you know, punish somebody when they were working with the government itself all along. Now, if they made put things in a rosier way, yeah, or a ridiculously false, if they put it in false perceptions or didn't report it, yeah, but they were still working. It's totally enforceable. But if they were still working with the government the whole time, that's why you should not be coordinating with these assholes for research and development. Never mind, of course, that, again, if they can research and develop something that is valuable, by the time they develop it and then the market wants it by then, it will be successful. For you to act like it's successful up front by making it profitable up front to just create it. I mean, it's majorly profitable up front just to create it. Then who cares if they sell very many? They made their money up front during the research and development part. So these are the types of scumbag activities that you can expect from Big Pharma, who can do bad all by themselves. And one more reason not to fucking subsidize them. And this is why I'm so frustrated with Trump and his $1.5 trillion. Now I really want to go to war now that I've had 9 months of being able to make big decisions and act like brown people aren't real lives. And they go, let's go to $1.5 trillion for defense funding instead of just a trillion. Yeah, let's do that. So I'm so frustrated with, oh, well, because I can put it in the context of business, and I'm a big business guy, let's go ahead and subsidize AI to the tune of unknown hundreds of billions of dollars. It's sickening, it's disgusting, and it's why you should vote libertarian. I've said again, Trump, I like some of the stuff they're doing. I'm sure right now the proper readjustment of the food pyramid that goes, if you go look up anybody who's on the edge of real nutrition and getting people out of toxicity and the toxic environments of our food system, they will agree with much of what the readjusted food pyramid says. And one of them is grains, seeds from grains. Go look up undoctored. I'm not going to paraphrase this right. But say undoctored and some other books that are similar to that say, no, grain should not be, it should be underemphasized because it really decreases the absorption of important stuff. It's, your body does not do well with it. It should not be a main course. It should be something that certainly can be included, but we shouldn't act like it's the most healthy underlying staple because it is not. And then if you have that, when I talk about, you know, I like what Trump is doing on occasion, but then he just overwhelms it with bullshit. You know, this food pyramid stuff is going to be absolutely attacked by who? By people who are getting subsidized. Like grain and wheat, corn farmers across the country are being subsidized with our tax dollars. And so therefore, that's a big lobby because you let that subsidization be this big, valuable lobby. And in red states, oh, yeah, every single senator tries to, you know, bend over and act like he's doing such a good job for the farmers. And, you know, I mean, I'm not against farmers by any means, but again, it's just another subsidized industry. And when you subsidize industries, not just the market itself is skewed, but the lobbying is skewed, right? Because it becomes this this just assumption that these people are valuable lobbies, and because you've subsidized, or rather powerful lobbies, and because you've subsidized, it's only valid that you should continue to subsidize. After all, somebody made a decision a long time ago that this is a very, very important crop. But yeah, I mean, I know I go big pattern on all these things, but it's just true. All right? The clot shot's mechanism for creating human cell growth out of control is known because it's the clot shot's mechanism. So when someone finally connects it in a more meta way, because other studies have shown it, then they get cyber attacked. See, these are why no big criminals from 2020 have even been arrested, let alone punished. And they should have been in front of firing squads. If they were in front of firing squads through legal process, of course, that's what firing squads means. Doesn't mean a bunch of gangs. Then maybe these assholes, like the Pfizer CEO, I can usually, Borla, would slow their fucking roll with their propaganda. But, you know, why would they? They only got to make more and more billions and never get punished. And then because nobody ever actually punishes them, then all they do is go, see these people who are spouting this stuff, but this was so true. This is disinformation. No, it's not. You're liars. Okay? You're liars. And you maimed and injured and killed, in total, millions upon millions of people. And you maimed and injured and killed, figuratively, millions of businesses with the overreaction to the COVID problem. So, just another example. If it was not a big deal, criminals be criminaling. They're cyber attacking a scientific journal. Understand that? It's bad. Okay, guys, thanks for listening to Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley.